All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into AI and healthcare,
Okay.
specifically how artificial intelligence is changing the way we detect cancer early. And, it's a little bit scary to think about, but with rising rates of colorectal cancer in younger people,
Yeah.
we really need some new tools and approaches.
Yeah, it's a really pressing public health challenge.
Okay.
Because we're only catching colorectal cancer in later stages, relying on symptom-based screenings, and that often means poor outcomes for patients.
So let's talk about solutions. There's this AI tool called See the Signs, and it's designed to help doctors identify those early warning signs of cancer, even before symptoms start showing up. So I'm curious, how does it work? Does it read minds or something?
Well, it's not telepathy, but that kind of seems like it. See the Signs uses these really incredible machine learning algorithms to analyze a patient's medical history. We're not just talking about looking at past diagnoses. This tool goes really deep. Like, it examines blood test results and medications a patient has been prescribed, and even demographic data like their age and postcode. It can even look at family history to see if there are any genetic predispositions.
Wow, that's a lot of information to process. But what really amazed me is that See the Signs can make these risk assessments in under 30 seconds. Think about that. That's saving so much time for doctors and patients.
It really is a game changer. And it's important to note that See the Signs isn't meant to replace general practitioners. It's more like an intelligent assistant. Like, it flags potential warning signs. And it prompts doctors to ask more questions and maybe order more tests or refer patients to specialists.
It's almost like having another set of eyes looking for clues that might have been missed.
Precisely. And we have evidence that this technology really works. A study in England found an 8% increase in cancer detection rates when practices used See the Signs. And that means potentially thousands of lives saved each year, plus positive effects on healthcare costs and the patient experience.
Wow, those are some seriously impressive numbers. And then there's that study using the Mayo data platform. That one really showed how powerful See the Signs is at identifying people who are at high risk years before traditional methods would have got them.
Absolutely. Researchers analyzed 20 years of data from almost 900,000 patients, and the AI was able to flag almost 30% of colorectal cancer patients as high risk up to 5 years earlier than their doctors. That kind of early detection gives us hope that someday cancer won't be a death sentence, that it can be manageable.
It's like we're moving away from just waiting and seeing what happens and moving towards actually preventing things before they happen. It's really exciting to think about the possibilities. But, with any new technology,
Oh,
especially
yeah.
one this powerful, I think we need to be careful and think about the challenges.
You're right. I think one of the most important things to remember is that See the Signs isn't some kind of magic crystal ball. It doesn't diagnose people. It's more like a really advanced early warning system. It gives doctors the information they need to make good decisions and guide patients towards the best next steps.
So it's a really powerful tool, but it needs to be used thoughtfully. We need to keep that human connection between doctors and patients.
Exactly. And speaking of the human element, imagine what it would be like to be told that you're at high risk of developing cancer years before you have any symptoms. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. We need to think about the human side of all this technology. It's
Yeah.
not just about data and algorithms, it's about real people
Yeah.
dealing with real emotions and potentially life-changing information.
Right. And that's something we'll be diving deeper into in the next part of this deep dive. It's interesting to think about how See the Signs could change how we approach healthcare. Like, imagine we're not just reacting to illnesses anymore, but actually identifying and stopping risks before they even happen.
Yeah, it's like we're finally catching up to all that sci-fi stuff, right?
Yeah.
Predictive medicine isn't just a futuristic concept anymore. But wouldn't that be a huge change for our current healthcare system?
It definitely presents a challenge. That's why thoughtful implementation and research are so important. We have to make sure this technology works with existing systems without, getting rid of that human connection between doctors and patients.
Right, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of learning involved for both healthcare professionals and just regular people. Understanding how AI risk assessments work is pretty complicated.
You're absolutely right. Education and being open about it are really important. Doctors need to be able to understand these risk scores and explain them to their patients. And people need to understand what these predictions actually mean for them and what they can do to stay healthy.
So it's about making patients feel like they're part of the process, not just receiving diagnoses and prescriptions.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point. What about the mental and emotional impact of getting a high-risk prediction? Finding out you might get cancer years from now can be really hard, even if it means you can catch it early and have a better outcome.
Right. It makes you think about the human side of things. We're not just dealing with data here. We're talking about real people with real emotions, dealing with some really heavy stuff.
It's definitely something to consider, and it shows how much we need good support systems for people who are going through this. It's not enough to just give them a risk score. We need to give people resources and help them understand the information and make good decisions about their health.
That's where mental health professionals and genetic counselors and patient advocacy groups are so important. It's about looking at the whole person, not just their physical health, but their emotional and mental health too.
Exactly. And while using AI in healthcare definitely has its challenges, the potential benefits for people and for society are huge. Imagine a future where we can catch cancer earlier, where treatments are more effective and targeted, and where we can actually prevent diseases based on individual risk.
That's something worth working towards. And it shows how important it is to keep talking about this, to explore both the good things and the challenges that come with AI in healthcare.
Absolutely. And as we keep looking into see the signs and how it could change healthcare, it's important to remember that this is just one example of what AI can do.
You know, it's kind of crazy to think about how much medicine is changing. Like, just a few years ago, the idea of AI predicting cancer risk seemed like something from the future. But now it feels like it could really happen.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing time for medicine. We're seeing so much happening with technology and data and human ingenuity. It's like all these possibilities are opening up.
So let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture for a sec. What does this shift to proactive healthcare actually mean for the future of medicine?
Well, I think it makes us rethink what it means to be healthy. Imagine a world where we're not just treating diseases, but we're actually figuring out our own risks and taking steps to prevent things before they even happen.
So it's like moving away from just taking care of people when they're sick and focusing more on prevention and overall well-being.
Exactly. And that requires a big change in how we think about things, not just for doctors, but for everyone. It's about giving people the power to understand their own health, to know their risk factors and make smart choices about their lifestyle and screenings and even preventative treatments.
Speaking of preventative treatments,
yeah,
what are we talking about here? Is it just like eating healthy and exercising? Or are there more advanced options?
It's kind of a range of things. Lifestyle choices like diet and exercise are super important. But we're also seeing some cool stuff in areas like pharmacogenomics, where medications are customized for a person's genes to actually prevent disease. And then there's this whole field of immunoprevention, which is about using the immune system to fight off cancer.
So it sounds like we're moving towards personalized medicine, where treatments and prevention are tailored for each individual person.
That's exactly where things are going. And you know there are definitely challenges, like making sure everyone has access to these advancements and figuring out the ethical stuff. But the potential benefits are huge for individuals and for everyone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and early cancer detection, what's the main thing you want our listeners to remember?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that we're at the beginning of a real revolution in healthcare. AI can change how we detect, treat, and prevent diseases like cancer, but we can't forget that technology is just one part of it. We all need to work together, doctors, patients, researchers, policymakers, to make sure these advancements are used the right way, ethically, responsibly, and in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. And as always, the journey of discovery never ends. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and healthcare. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay well.